ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The New York Times recently called it the most ambitious and accomplished Australian novel of this century. Now that novel, praiseworthy, has won Australian Indigenous author Alexis Wright this year's Stella Prize, which celebrates Australian women's writing. Judges have described it as a genre-defined epic of climate catastrophe proportions and a political satire that reflects the landscape of Queensland's Gulf Country, where the tale unfolds. Wright has not only won this year's award, but is the first author to win the Stella Prize twice after her earlier novel Tracker took out the 2018 award. So she's won twice. She won yesterday and she's here. Alexis Wright, welcome.
Thank you, Patricia. Patricia, how are you?
How did you feel to win it again?
Look, it was unbelievable. I couldn't believe it. It was a huge year for Australian women's fiction writing, and I think the judges had something over 200 and, you know, over 200 entries, 220 to 229, I'm not too sure. But it was a huge year, you know, just really important work that women are putting out and new forms and ideas and, you know, best in the world, I think. And so I was really honoured to be on the long list. And then on the short list.
And, and then the only list.
The only list. And yes, and look, I'm really honoured, and it's unbelievable, and I'm happy. Yeah, it's a big book.
It's a big book, and it's a joy to have you here. Mm-hmm. Praiseworthy is about the Wangyi people in Queensland's Gulf Country. Tell me about the story you're telling us.
It's a fictional place. It's you know, it could be anywhere, and it's a big ancestral haze settles on this place called Praiseworthy, and it won't go away, and it's a very impressive haze, and it's an angry haze, and the people there the novel is concerned with issues of global warming, and it's concerns about, you know, where we might be heading as Aboriginal people in the future, given that we have very little control over how we design our own future, and unabated global warming and a place getting hotter, and it's already hot for a lot of communities and extremely so, and people are very poor and can't afford to pay for electricity sometimes and or to run an air conditioner, and so people need to be able to survive in the future and to be able to plan their own future, just as we have done since time immemorial to bring us through to the oldest living culture in the world. And you know, I think people had, you know, our ancestors had a strong desire to survive, and we've got it too. And we need to be able to say what we want for our future and our culture. So these ideas are brought into the book. It's a very funny book.
Well, that's right. Judges have praised the novel's political satire and described the book as fierce and funny, part manifesto, part indictment. What were you hoping to achieve, particularly the political satire part?
I come from a world where it's we do tell a lot of funny stories and a lot of jokes. We see the absurdity of what's happening around us, you know, on a daily basis. A lot of those stories become epics in themselves. You know, we have, you know, huge epical law stories across the country that have, you know, been there for thousands of years. Well, joining those are some of the epical stories that we tell. You know, about the things that happen, and we just build on it and build on it, and people just laugh about them. They're told and retold, and they're crazy. And so Well, you know, I was trying to bring all those things in the book, and what did I hope to achieve? I think I just hoped that I could finish the book.
Oh, yes, because tell me about the process. It was quite a labour of love, wasn't it?
It was. I started the book about 10 years ago. I started at the same time that I was working, started Tracker.
So you had two books going?
I had two books going, yes.
How does that work?
Well, I don't know.
Sounds a lot.
It was a lot. And I had to finish Tracker first, and that was a big book in itself. So that's just the unbelievable part, that both books, join each other, and as stellar prizes. And it's just an incredible thing to have happened.
And this book, you say 10 years, labour of love. Mm. Were there times where you thought, I'm just not going to finish this?
Oh, lots of times.
Really?
Lots of times, yeah. It's a book that came from a lot of really deep thinking, and I carried it for a really long time, just thinking about how am I going to do it, how am I going to make the book hold up and not fall over. I knew it would be a huge book, because I was dealing with, I wanted a book to capture the spirit of the times that we're living in, and there's so many things that are happening, really unprecedented things that happens on a daily basis with the Aboriginal world, but in global warming, there's things that are happening, almost daily, that you see somewhere in the world, that some major weather event or something's happening, and it's not good. So I knew it would require a huge canvas, this book, and I just hope that brought all those issues did some justice in this book. I think we need the world needs big epical stories.
It does.
It does, and we need to be dealing with some of the things that are going on, so we start creating some better understanding about where we're going, where we're heading, and let's have a plan A and even a plan B.
Having plans would be good. Before I let you go, and congratulate you once again, are you working on another novel?
Yes, I am.
Two? Just one?
Actually, two.
You're doing it again?
No. One's a novel, and one's nonfiction. So I've been working on both for the last few years. I've been doing a lot of research for the novel, so once things settle down a little bit in the not too distant future, I hope I'll be starting the new work. Can't wait!
What's the nonfiction about?
The nonfiction is a book about one of my Gungalita countrymen from the Gulf of Carpentaria, Marindu Yenna. He's brilliant, and we've done some recordings already, and every word that comes out of his mouth is new, unique, and true, and honest, and grounded in this country.
Congratulations again, Alexis, and thank you for talking to me.
Thank you, Patricia.
Really,
thanks for having me.
Alexis Wright, winner of this year's Stella Prize. And if you want to read that novel, usually there becomes a lot of interest in novels after somebody wins a prize like this. It's called Praiseworthy.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.